We had some challenges. We were living on top of tavern as well. And of course that meant that there were a lot of drunks, especially in the stairway that took us upstairs, although we didn't really worry too much about that. What did become a source of conflict with the renters is that, number one, the kirtan, and number two, the chants. So we ate a very spicy dal. I can't remember how spicy our food was, but our dal was very spicy. So we ate a very spicy dal. And when that dal was made at lunchtime, everyone downstairs in Pines Pizza, in Pines Tavern, could smell it. And I mean, we had to open the windows or we had to go run out, depending on how sensitive we were. It was very strong. There would always be this warning that would say, chance is coming. And it came. So Sripati again came back to become the temple president. And we were looking for different places. Actually, he was looking for places to move. And we couldn't really find anything permanent or even to buy. I don't know how much money we had at that time, but we then moved down the street. That's called the continuation of Park Avenue, and it's called Bloor Street. So we moved down to Bloor Street in what was a hair salon. The temple room was in a hair salon in the front, and then upstairs was the brahmacharis, and above us was the brahmacharinis, and and there was an office, and that was it. It was a downscaling in more ways than one. It was not just down the street, but it was much less practical facility. The preaching facility was much less than that of the bowling alley. But we were here, and in the meantime, Sripati was looking for places. So I moved in 73, and then when did I go to Winnipeg? 75, something like that. So within a period of these 2 years, we moved from the bowling alley to there, and then we went to Pinef. I'll tell the story of Pinef. We went to the bowling alley, to the hair salon. Probably the best thing about the hair salon is right opposite it was a metro station, which meant that when we wanted to do a sankirtan, we just had to walk out the front door. Then and cross the street. Excuse me, I was just thinking. And I only remember that we actually celebrated a Janmashtami over there. The deities we had at that time was Jagannath and Gornitai. Jagannath are still there, and as are Gornitai. Gornitai came after I moved into the temple bowling alley. They were these Neemwood deities, a similar Neemwood as was in Toronto. So it was very, very exciting time still. The devotees join? I can't remember. But one thing I do remember is that I was still doing spiritual sky, but I convinced Sripati that we can just sell books. We don't have to sell incense in order to maintain ourselves. What the finances, I can't really say. I know that both from bowling alley, but especially from bowling alley, I had wonderful experiences of traveling sankirtan, going out through to the Maritimes and doing book distribution. That was with Sukra. And those were really wonderful times. Vicharu Prabhu, I remember, God brother, he came from Toronto. I don't remember any such other tsunami of devotees taking place as has happened with the bowling alley. When we went to the beauty salon, then I don't know whether devotees joined or not. And we were looking for a place to buy. I remember that Sripati and I, he took me to a place on Mountain Street, which was a gentleman's club. And some years back when I went with my cousin to visit Montreal, I went there and I went to see the place. It was a phenomenal place. Anyone who knows Montreal, it was a phenomenal location. It was on Mountain Street. It is the elite part of Montreal, English-speaking Montreal. And, of course, I don't know now whether it's English or French, but still a far-out location. And we went to see the place and put in a bid. We got back the information that they wouldn't sell to Hare Krishnas. That's a shame. Unbeknown to me, Sripati handed that refusal over to our lawyer or someone who was dealing with our lawyer. She says, can you give me some more water? There was such good water. And we kept looking. Then he took me to Pinot and showed me the Rosicrucian Center Temple, which was a temple building, a typical Christian temple. And then next to it was, I guess, what they would use for Sunday school and other events. No residential places, but that was a basement and the first floor. Yeah. So basement ended up becoming the Brahmachari ashram, and the Brahmacharis lived outside in rented apartment, just drinking some water. Rented apartments. So they were willing to sell us the place. I can't remember for how much. And in the morning that the transaction was meant to be done, closure for the Pinaf place, which had some attractive features. I mean, it had big temple room and the sort of facilities that were reminiscent of the bowling alley, but also up the street was where they were building the stadium for Olympics, 75, 76, something like that. It was the Olympics. So I thought, well, this is going to be great. It's going to be a real up-and-coming part of the city. It was sort of a not up-and-coming part. It wasn't a slum, but it wasn't an up-and-coming part. And it never has since, which is really unfortunate. Even Olympics didn't do anything for that area. It remains as it was at that time. In fact, a lot of Montreal remained as it was in my time. And that same morning when we were about to go and purchase the Pinaf property, Pinaf, when I say Pinaf, that means Pi 9. It's name of a pope. There was the popes whose name were P-I-E. At least in French. So here we're talking about Pinaf means nine. Neuf is nine. So the ninth pope of the name Pi. And I don't know whether Pi stands for pious, but in any case, that morning the lawyer phoned us. I phoned, or the Sripati called me in and said the lawyer just phoned and told her that he had taken that property on Mountain Street to the courts, and the judge ordered people that unless they have anybody else, they cannot refuse to sell to us because we're Hare Krishnas. So we can also buy that one. Which one should we get? And I'm just sitting there, and we had the funds in order to get both. I don't think they're too different. I don't know. Well, what are we going to do? And so we decided on Pinaf. I'm not going to say how that the decision came about and who made the decision, but we decided to go with that. To this very day, I regret that. That is the biggest mistake. Rather than to be sort of out there, it's not a suburb, but on the edge of downtown city, or being right in the heart, in the most respectable area of the town. No doubt accommodation would have been difficult and so on, but we would have really had a profile. As far as I can see, when I just went there, that Mountain Street place is now used as a some charity purchased it, and it's some charity's function going on there. Yeah, I regret. I really, really regret that. That was a bad, bad choice. Pinef, Great Sankatan is what I can remember. Going from there downtown to sell books, a winter in Montreal where we just, you know, froze solid, and I remember thawing out in the spring. One day I was standing under the shower and just realized that now my fingers are thawing out. So we had a good Sankirtan team. Our devotees were going out. When I spoke about Sankirtan in Montreal, I'd mentioned all these things. Sometimes as Sankirtan leader, I would lock the temple, and devotees weren't allowed in to a certain time. They just couldn't get in the temple, so they may as well stay out. I had wonderful experiences being out. And up until one day that I can't even remember who was, I think Shupati had come back to be president, but they decided, or maybe he didn't, but anyway, they decided to send me off to Winnipeg to be the temple president. And the temple president of Winnipeg, Nandi Keshwar, who was much more capable as a president and leader, I think, than I was, he came to Montreal. And that was it. That was my time in Montreal temples, 1973 till 1975. Then I went to, as you can see, a lot happened in that time. Then I went to Winnipeg. We spent 1 year there to 76. In 76, moved all the devotees to Chicago, and I started opening a center in Minneapolis. And in 77, we all moved back to Chicago and handed Minneapolis over to Radha Damodar BBT. And that's another story. A lot of things happened in Montreal during that time. Made a lot of devotees, sold a lot of incense, traveled around Eastern Canada, had wonderful association with God brothers. We're pretty aloof from God sisters at that time. Had nice interaction with Toronto Temple. I met my best friend, Govinda Swami Maharaj. He came to, there used to be a lot of movement between the two temples. It was a really wonderful time. And the uniqueness, which still continued, I would say, through to Srila Prabhupada's passing, of this unique feeling of Srila Prabhupada's presence on the planet, or unalloyed dedication to him. We were actually more dedicated to Srila Prabhupada than Krishna. We didn't know so much. That was one thing, is that, you know, studying, reading Prabhupada's books, not necessarily frowned on, but it wasn't necessarily encouraged at the cost of, you know, not doing our service. It was a lovely time. Prabhupada, I'd like to look back. I like to look back also. I guess Montreal years were best. Chicago years. Looking back on Oklahoma and Dallas, it doesn't churn my heart. UK, some good times. But things started to become complex. My godbrothers becoming gurus, gurus falling down, chaos in ISKCON. We never experienced that earlier. We just experienced stability, growth, and such a wonderful freedom. Freedom from possessiveness, freedom from, I'd say, fault fighting or criticism, and real faith in the potency and value of Krishna consciousness. Those times in Montreal were good times. I guess they were my best times. But then all times, in one sense, can be your best times. Hare Krishna.